Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
When is the best time during the holiday season to break up? I mean, do you do it like right as it's beginning before you actually get into it? Or do you wait till after Christmas and the presents have been given out? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What are you laughing about, pork chop?
I'm laughing because, so my boyfriend and I, we've been together for 6.5, almost 7 years now. And, you know, that's a long time. So, yeah, there's been some bumps in there. And there was a part where we split for 4 months. And he had met another guy. And he started dating him. I feel so, I shouldn't be laughing, but the guy broke up with him on Christmas Eve.
Oh, savage move!
Of course, my word. I felt kind of bad, but
you loved it. You're like, yeah. Looks like I'm gonna have to come crawling back to pork chop.
He's like, oh, I felt kind of bad. He has the biggest smile on his face right
now. Stop it, Liv. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You love that pain and misery.
Now, there are so many things that go into breaking up around the holidays.
Okay.
All right. Depends on if you're in college or not. Definitely. If you're in college or not, you break up a week before finals, okay? Because you don't want to go through the breakup during finals. You don't want someone texting you and calling you while you're trying to study for finals. Also, you want to be single during breaks. When you go back home, everyone from your high school, everyone that you know from your college that's from your hometown, just parties and drinks, and you might get back together with some old flings just for the time being, just for the season.
A little bit of eggnog could get the mood just
exactly.
right.
Exactly. Also, this depends on your financial status. If you're broke, you need to break up before the holidays so you don't have to spend money on getting them gifts. If you're not broke, then you can wait through the holidays just until you get your presents, just because, like, who doesn't want some extra gifts?
I'm a little concerned, Liv.
And then you break up with them right after that, so you have New Year's Eve to be single.
All right, what are you concerned about, Porkchop? You've heard her ideas.
Yeah, no, she's got this, like, way too down. Like you have a plan of attack. Like, you know, where is Jewel Daddy? Did he pass the point? He's safe, right?
Jewel Daddy's safe.
Oh,
Jewel Daddy's
gosh.
Safe. But Liv the Web Girl was a bit of a savage back in her college days and high school days.
My goodness.
What do you think, Pork Chop?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll have to kind of agree with a lot of what you said, but I've never put that much thought into it.
Right. Well, then there's also the time that you kind of get into a relationship around the holidays, but everything's new. So you don't have to spend that much money on a Christmas present. Also, you have someone to text and you have someone to tell your family about when they ask you if you're single, if you're together at Christmas parties, everything like that.
But wait, okay, I'm wondering, because Pork Chop didn't bring it up. You didn't either. Does anybody actually think it's a good idea just to, I mean, fake it, you know, and get through the holidays, then afterwards break up? Because then you're going to have to, aren't you going to have to deal with all those questions from family members? Like, what happened with that? I really like Jimmy, or I like Susie. They
right.
were so good.
Here's
I can't believe
thing.
It.
I'm thinking about, like, not that serious of relationships. So it's not like they would be coming to your Christmas anyway. So you don't really have a lot of answers to question.
Let's talk to Nicole on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Before Christmas, after Christmas, when do you kind of break up or end things around the holidays?
Well, this is a story about my mom. She actually told me she's going to wait until after the holidays to break up with her boyfriend because she wants to see what kind of an effort he's going to put into present giving.
Absolutely. That makes total sense to me.
So wait, if he puts a lot of effort, does that mean mom's going to stick around or is she leaving no matter what?
I have no idea. She says she's going to just decide after the holidays.
This is so wrong. Let's ruin the surprise right now. Steve, don't get her any gifts.
No, but here's the thing. If you're thinking that, like, your significant other doesn't care about you and he doesn't put in a lot of effort or anything like that, then you want to wait around for Christmas because you're like, let's see how much an effort he puts in.
Nope.
Let's see how much thought he gives to these presents.
She just wants the gifts and then she's going to dump them.
Or that, whatever.
I broke up with my boyfriend years ago after the holidays, and I still feel guilty to this day, accepting presents.
So, like, how close after the holidays? Are we talking, like, January 2nd?
Yeah.
Now, what if there's a
Savage.
Really expensive gift? Do you keep it?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't keep the gift?
No, that's, I wouldn't want it. I would be like, take this away. Like, take it back. I don't want anything that reminds me of you.
I agree.
All right, Nicole.
I would give it back.
Thank you for calling in. You got to give us a follow-up and let us know how things go with your mom and the man.
I definitely will.
All right, we appreciate you.
You also have to make sure that you break up before Valentine's Day.
It's so sad.
All right.
I'm just being real.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, giving that, you know, holiday relationship advice that you always need.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in about 6 minutes, we're going to give you your dummy of the day. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I would never break up with you around the holidays.